Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. In an exhibition at the ID Weeks Library at USD, Vermilion poet Norma Wilson and artist Nancy Losacker explore the human relationship with nature. Losacker's glass mosaics capture the colors and shapes and light of the southeastern part of South Dakota, and Wilson's poetry expresses a desire for a place in the wild natural world. Norma Wilson taught English at USD for 27 years. She's the author of three books of poetry. Her most recent one is Under the Rainbow, a poem from Moakar. Nancy Losacker is a sculptor, painter, and teacher, among other things. She's a member of the South Dakota Arts Council's Artists in Schools program. One of her recent works includes a 64-foot wall-sized glass mosaic at the Vermilion Public Library. She created that in collaboration with area school children. Their exhibit, Rivers, Wings, and Sky, is up at USD through May 10th. And Nancy, Norma, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Well, thanks for inviting us.
Well, yeah. Well, to this collaboration, I know the two of you have collaborated on things over the years. How did you first start working together? Well, Nancy?
We did the P3 show in the pavilion where they collaborate with an artist and a poet. And we had done that for several years. And then after a while, Norma and I had so much fun doing that together that we thought that this was good for our work, for both of our insights into what we do. So we continued on, and we have now, I think, done 10 pieces together.
That's right. We've done four P3 exhibits, and then the fifth collaboration was a mosaic that Nancy did after reading one of my poems from my book, Under the Rainbow. And after we had done the fifth one, we decided, let's apply for an Arts Council grant. So we did, and that enabled us to do five more collaborations. Mm-hmm. And now we have the exhibit, which has been at Mount Marty College also, as well as USD. And each time we've expanded the exhibit, each time we've shown it.
So what's new in the exhibit at USD?
A piece called Out of Sync, which is inspired by a magazine article about the loss of habitat in the tundra. And Norma and I both have such a strong feeling about how important nature is to us and how we need to look at what we're doing to it. And so a lot of her work and my work both involve that natural kind of thing. And then there's also another personal piece about a landscape in the two new pieces.
Now, in the introduction, I said most of this is exploring the color, shapes, and light of southeastern South Dakota, kind of this area around the Missouri River and that sort of thing. Am I saying that correctly, or is it more than just this area?
Well, you know, that particular mosaic that Nancy talked about, which is she calls Out of Sync, my poem that goes with that is called The Snowbird's Nest Egg. And that's because the nest was the nest of a white ground sparrow. And the white ground sparrow, as I see it, is our quintessential snowbird, because that bird flies south when winter is on the way, and then back north in the spring to nest. And the white-crowned sparrow does come here to this area. The other piece that's new for USD, Nancy's mosaic, is a scene from actually Union County. It's a golden scene of autumn. And my poem, Autumn, which is very personal because it's about the last day of my mother's life, was inspired by looking down from a helicopter as they were flying us in an emergency to Sioux Falls, and she was behind me in the gurney and in the plane. And so it's about her and about why autumn reminds me of her.
The exhibit there's a mosaic, and then there's a corresponding poem. Was I mean, how did that work? Did you just have things that – did you say, oh, we're going to do this, and can you write a poem that'll connect with what I'm doing here? Or did was it nothing like that? I guess I'm kind of curious on how these two – how the poem and the mosaic fit together and how they came together.
They come in different ways. Sometimes we'll have a title that we'll want to use, like The Long View, which is a real prominent view here in Vermilion. We see the long view all the way around. So I did a piece about the long view, and Norman did a poem about the long view. Sometimes Norman will have a poem, and I will make a piece from that poem, and sometimes I'll have a piece, and she'll make a poem from that piece. So all kinds of things happen. It's been such a great experience for both of us to have this continual kind of creativity happening between the two of us, and sometimes we don't know where it's going to come from, what we're going to do next, but...
Well, it all began, you know, from just spending time together at the Missouri River. When we decided we were going to collaborate, I said, well, where shall we get together? And Nancy said, let's go to the river. And I said, sounds good to me. So we did, and we ended up doing our first collaboration. Hers was a mosaic with an image of the Missouri River, and mine was a poem about rivers in my life. It's called River Song.
Although we can't see the mosaics, we can hear a poem. Is there one that you'd like to share, one of the poems from the exhibit?
I would love to. I'd like to share a poem that I wrote that was after seeing a mosaic of Nancy's. I was just sitting in her studio and looking at the mosaics, and I saw one of a blue jay. And so I wrote this poem, and it's called Blue Jay Blue. How could we ignore you, strong-willed jaybird? Walking on air, you search for seeds to eat right now. You hog the feeder and guard your nest. With your strong black beak, you dive bomb humans and hawks who get too close. Storer of seeds, planter of oaks. Some folks say you help the devil in hell Fridays and fly up to play on Saturday. Blue Jay, we hear your raucous cries. Sunday you hover above the Asian poppies, wings spread like Icarus, light as a spirit in flight. Jaybird, you color America bluer than sky.
That's Norma Wilson with her poem Blue Jay Blue, and that's a part of the exhibit done with Nancy Losacker, Rivers, Wings, and Sky. What I like about that poem is it kind of captures sort of our ambivalent feeling towards the blue jay.
For sure. We do. The particular mosaic that poem is based on is just a beautiful, image of this blue jay hovering. So there's a motion about it that I love.
Now, Nancy Losacker, could you describe the mosaic, that this process and what this is? Again, this is, you know, I don't know if you can help us visualize for those who haven't seen or aren't sure what a mosaic is.
A mosaic is a series of little pieces of mine, anyway, little pieces of glass all put together to form an image, and I'm always interested in the negative space around the glass that we fill in with grout. So most of them are very pictorial. I'm into landscapes and the natural environment, and so they all are, I'd say most of them are pretty bright and shiny. I like shiny things, so they're all really bright colors, as bright as I can find usually.
These colors inspired, particularly in things in this exhibit, inspired by what you see out and about when you step outside?
Out in nature. I've worked on birds and butterflies and landscape. What else is in there? Birds, butterflies, landscapes.
Yeah. And sky.
Oh, and sky. Sky, lots of sky. I like to have the image of I like the image of the landscape as seen from above. So I like to take our view and make us look at the earth in a different point of view, like a bird would look, like an aerial view. So as humans, we're not the only ones. So we realize we're not the only ones here on this earth. We're looking at it from different points of view. And I like to include the animals' point of view.
So again, when you're looking up and down, you know, you're getting the view of what they're seeing when they're flying above.
Right.
In the case of the birds.
Mm-hmm.
What, now, this is something you touched on earlier, is the collaboration. Now, creating poetry, creating artwork is oftentimes a lonely business. This must add a certain degree of, just the fun of working with somebody else, and that must help you learn something else about your own work. Maybe there's things, Norma, out of your poetry that maybe you didn't see there, or maybe things are coming out that you're learning from each other.
Absolutely. You know, Nancy and I have been friends since 1978, a long friendship. You know, and we love doing things together where we both have the same concern about and love for the natural world. So it's a joy to be together and to talk about our work. And each of us has an audience for it. And I think we do give each other ideas about, you know, what we could do next.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, we're each working separately. And we're not saying the same thing with our mosaics and poetry, but I think that the works kind of speak to each other. And together, they say more than they would separately. But I think it's important to also note that another poet might respond very differently and also in a wonderful way to Nancy's mosaics. And perhaps another visual artist might respond in an exciting and different way to my poems from the way that Nancy has responded. And we both understand that. And yet, you know, we're not tired of working together. We want to do more. So
Nancy, this is very much a dialogue between the two of you, talking through visual art and poetry.
Precisely. Yeah, we it's such a different kind of, you know, Norma has the words. You know, she's so good with words, and I feel intimidated sometimes by that because I.
Oh dear.
I know. But that's okay. When we think about making work together, we both have to think about the same things. We both have to think about composition. We both have to think about presentation. We both have to think about a lot of the similar kind of things, content, and in such different ways. So she does it with words, and I do it visually. So there's all kinds of meanings you can take out of either one of those ways of doing work.
Well, Norma, the subject matter, the themes that the both of you are dealing with in Rivers, Wings, and Sky, and it really comes across in your poetry, is that you're not just dealing with the beauty of nature, and you're dealing with some of the serious environmental issues, some of the pollution, for example, and some of the degradation that you see happening. Is always meant to be a part of this exhibit or this collaboration?
Well, we're primarily, I think, concerned about just expressing the beauty that we see in nature. But at the same time, we're fully aware of how that beauty and how that balance is endangered by us human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's kind of both. I guess I could illustrate that with a poem I wrote called Sharing the Lead.
Okay.
It was our second collaboration. And first I wrote the poem, and then Nancy did the mosaic. So this is the poem. A trillion times worse than naughty children, we fight over dark life blood distilled from ancestral sands. Wanting it all, we melt the ancient glaciers to race from place to place for the green paper dollar. We deplete our planet with wars, polluting the quiet of falling snow, the joyous barks of geese as they glide in constant motion, sharing the lead. From deep in the earth, clean water flows. Bluestem and buffalo grass shine. Sunlight feeds us each spring, summer, fall, and throughout the winter. When will we stop fighting? Know our enemies as friends, resources we must cherish. On earth, we must share.
That's Norma Wilson and her poem, Sharing the Lead. That's part of the Rivers, Wings, and Sky exhibit. It features poetry by Norma Wilson, also mosaics by Nancy Losacker. Sharing the Lead is also the title of your work that corresponds
with that.
One
of the pieces, yes, it corresponds with that poem. It's an abstract piece, mostly sky, and then it has a couple V's of white that go through it that we can tell are the geese that are flying over, sharing that lead, helping each other along.
For people that come to the exhibit, are there certain things that Norma, you'd like them to take away, to leave with, to think about?
Well, I hope they'll enjoy it. I hope they'll appreciate the art and poetry about nature, and I would hope they'd just go outside and enjoy the beautiful environment we have. I mean, sometimes we think of it as our paradise, and I think that the first thing you need to do before you can, you know, be aware of how important it is to protect the environment is to realize how important it is to you. It's the basis of our life and the source of it, and it belongs to all of us. So those are some things I would hope.
And Nancy, any thoughts on that same thing? But what you'd like?
Beauty and joy.
Beauty and joy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep, beauty and joy, simple as that. The exhibit, Rivers, Wings, and Sky, is up through May 10th at the ID Weeks Library at USD. As mentioned, it was at, Mount Marty?
Is it
other places it's going that you know of?
Or? Yes, it's going to the Dahl Fine Arts Center, and that'll be in the springtime of 2015. And we hope it's going to be going to some other venues right. as well.
So if you can't get to Vermilion, maybe you can be on the lookout and see it coming to your part
we
of the state.
We hope it travels a lot.
All right. Well, Nancy and Norma, thanks so much for stopping by the studio and joining us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl.
Yes, thanks.
Poet Norma Wilson and artist Nancy Losacker's collaboration. Again, Rivers, Wings, and Sky is at the ID Weeks Library at the University of South Dakota through May 10th.